your super listeners. How you doing tonight? All your fly guys and fly girls. Welcome once again to the world famous Mr. Magic Rap Attack. And of course,
the song is Magic's Message by the iconic hip-hop DJ Mr. Magic. Magic, whose real name was John Rivas, hosted the first all-rap radio show in the country on WBLS in New York. He died yesterday of a heart attack. He was 53. Mr. Magic helped make hip-hop one of the most significant genres in American popular music. And many rappers, like the late Tupac Shakur, mentioned Magic in their music. So did rapper Nas in this track called Halftime. And one man whom, it could be argued, keeps the flame alight is John Randolph. He's better known as DJ J Smooth. He hosts the longest-running hip-hop show in New York on WBAI, and J Smooth joins me on the line. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for being here. Glad to have a chance to honor one of my childhood heroes, Mr. Magic.
Hey, Jay, where does Mr. Magic fit into the history of hip-hop?
Well, I mean, he was the creator of hip-hop radio. There was no such thing as hip-hop radio until he invented it. And, I mean, I think for any of us who grew up in the 80s loving hip-hop, especially if you lived in New York, he played a role, I imagine, kind of like, say, Walter Cronkite played. You know, kids today take for granted that there are all these 24-hour news networks, but back in the day, you had your 15 minutes with Walter Cronkite, and that was the news. And that's what Mr. Magic represented. If you were a hip-hop lover, there was nowhere to find hip-hop on the radio except in that slot that Mr. Magic carved out, you know, starting in the late 70s up until the end of the 80s. He basically was the official voice of hip-hop for all of us.
And we're probably one of the few people in the country who was sort of promoting hip-hop when it was still kind of underground sound.
Right, which is why he became such an important voice. So many of the greatest names of all time, our favorite rappers, the legendary artists, were broken by him. As the gatekeeper of hip-hop, he was much more Simon Cowell than Paula Abdul. So a lot of artists, he broke them by making them hits. But a lot of other artists that we love today, he broke them in a literal sense. He took their record and broke it in two in front of the microphone. So, you know, a lot of, like, KRS-One, for example, his career started because he was inspired by being humiliated by Mr. Magic on the air and had to come back twice as good next time.
And let's hear a little bit of Mr. Magic trashing Public Enemy on his show Rap Attack in 1987.
Molly, the beat is dope, but the rapping is kind of weak. Let's not go through that no more. It ruins the program. But anyway, my birthday.
Jay, a lot of artists that Mr. Magic championed became multi-millionaires. I just read a post by Jay-Z, who pays tribute to the late Mr. Magic. Did Magic become a wealthy man?
I do not think he ever became a wealthy man. He seems to be a part of that first generation of hip-hop pioneers who, for various reasons, didn't get to capitalize on the business end of it as it became that multi-billion dollar business. So, you know, it's one of those bittersweet stories where he was one of the people who helped build the house we all live in, but I don't think he ever fully saw the riches that came out of it.
Jay Smooth hosts Underground Railroad on WBAI in New York and video blogs at illdoctrine.com, which, if you haven't seen, is a must. Jay Smooth, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Have a great evening.